So the Gemara continues in the discussion of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if Odom is Oysa Derech Avir or not. Rav says, Ein Odom Oysa Derech Avir, and Shmuel says, Odom is Yes Oysa Derech Avir, even though the Shtamsh is through an Avir. For instance, two Boris near each other with the curse in between them, remove four, anything that's Mufleg is Arba, is called the Shtamsh is Derech Avir. So, according to Shmuel, they need a Ziz. That was Shmuel Shita. You need a Ziz. Rav Yudah said a Kon is enough. But the point is, you need this Heker because the other person would ask her. So what's the Makar of Shmuel? Zog the Gemara, four lines, five lines in the bottom, Peheim with Aleph, Elameho. The Omarav Nachman, Omarav Ravu, Omarav. Now we're going to the Makar of Rav. Rav that says that Ein Odom Oysa Derech Avir. Shnei Batim, Vesholosh Chuvas Beneim. You have two homes. One on the right, one on the left. In between them, you have a row of three homes. They're all churvas, all desolate, knocked out windows, unoccupied. Happens to be Machlokes Rashi Tosfos that there's no diyur in here right now, or there's no bialim at all. What does it mean? But the point is, right now there's no one here. Or it's not owned by anyone, or there's no one here. So the three churvas in between them, so the person on the right is mishtamish with the churv on the right. The person on the left is mishtamish with the churv next to him. The middle one is also for both of them. Now, the churva that's close to the guy on the right, for the home on the left to be mishtamish with it, is only Aide Avir. Can't get to it. It's not accessible to it. It's not next to him. He has to go from one churva to another churva to get to the third churva. So it's only mishtamish derech Avir. And yet we see that it doesn't aser on the guy that's next to that churva. So mishtamish derech Avir does not aser on the other person. Reuven is mishtamish with the churva next to him. Al yidei zrika. What yidei zrika means over here is that I'm mishtamish right next to me. I can use the churva, and the end of that churva number one, I have to lemaisa be zorik because I can't just stretch my hand out. But the point is, the other guy, he's only mishtamish yidei zrika to that churva because he's further removed. It's mishtamish yidei avir. V'zeh mishtamish b'somach al yidei zrika, and the other person is mishtamish b'somach al yidei zrika. But both of them could be mishtamish to the churva next to them, and the person on the other end does not aser. Here is a picture of it. This person is Aleph. This person is Beis. There's three churvas in between them. Aleph is mishtamish to the churva next to him. Beis is mishtamish to the churva next to him. Reason being, and both are us in the middle one. The reason why Beis can be mishtamish next to him, because the only way Aleph can get today is Aide Avir. If to go like this. So Aide Avir doesn't ask another person. The only reason why Aleph can be mishtamish is Aleph, because Beis cannot get to him, only Aide Avir. Now both are us in the middle one, because they're both mishtamish equally Aide Avir. So Oysen Zelze. Masha Enkein, that's because it's a place that both of them is the same usage. They want to use it. It's not mishnah for more than one another. Here, it's for me, and this is for me, and the other person doesn't ask it because it's derech avir doesn't ask it. So we have a clear raya to Rav that mishtamish derech avir doesn't ask it. Zok di gemara ve'em tzoi daf pehel mit beiz oser. The middle one is oser. Now zok di gemara Yosef Rabbuna ve'kom alosh maitze. Rabbuna said over this memra in the name of Rav. Rabbi Eliezer called Rabbuna Bar Rav, a Talmud of the Bismedish. You're saying this in the name of the Rav? Did Rav say that this then is correct? Meaning, if the middle one is Osir, why is it Osir? Why is the middle one Osir? Because they're both Mishtamish Derech Avir. So Derech Avir Asirs. So then why suddenly do you say that the one on the right is Mutter, the one on the right, and the other person doesn't ask because it's mishtamish derech avir? The reason why the middle ones are aser is because they're both mishtamish derech avir, so derech avir does aser. Elamai, you're going to tell me that the reason why the one on the right is mutter to the one on the right is because it's more noyach for him, and the other guy it's bezrika, and for me it's beshilshol. Well, Rav Shita is zeh beshilshol, zeh bezrika means absolutely nothing. They're both aser. So why would the one on the right be mutter to the one on the right, and the one on the left mutter to the one on the left because the other person is mishtamish derech avir? Well, derech avir, we see the middle one is aser, so we see mishtamish avir asers. Elam, are you going to tell me the reason why it's mutter to the right because it's mishtamish b'shilshon, and the other guy is for him it's bezrika? Rav holds it no difference. That's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the old Machlokes that we started the sugi with. Lezev Shilz from Zev Zvika, it doesn't mean one is more noyach, because both are also. So what's Rav saying? How could this be the sheet of Rav? How do you understand Emtsoi to be Osir and yet understand that the one next to him is Mutter? Emtsoi Osir Gufa means that Derech Aver is Osir. Zog the Gemara, Umi Omer Rav Hochi, Omer Le'in. So he told him, Achvili Ushpizoi, show me where he's living. We had the Gemara before in Ayin Dalet also, where he said, show me where he's living. I want to speak to him directly. Achvili, he showed him where Rav is. Also, the coming to Rav. So he came in front of Rav, Rabbi Eliezer, who had this question. Rabbi Lozer came in front of Rav and he asked him, Omale, Oma Mar Hochi, did you say this case of Churva that the middle one is us to both and the one on the right is Mutter to the right because they ain't the Oyster Derech Aver? Omale in. Omale, how could that be? V'omar hu the Omar, you yourself said, Lezeb Shilso, Lezeb Rika. If both of them have ishtamshes that is not noyach, we don't say more ishtamshes, more noyach goes to the one that's b'shilshul versus rika. So you hold shnei masurin. She said, if that's your shita, so then how could you understand that the churva from the right goes to the right? After all, the most it is, l'zeh b'shilshul, l'zeh b'zrika is also both also. The one in the middle you say is also because why? Because the mishtamish derech avir. So you see that Derech Aver asks. Don't say Derech Aver doesn't answer. It asks the middle. My premise of this kash is because the Mishtamish Derech Aver is asks for right, the middle is also. So now, why would the one on the right be more mutter? It's Mishtamish Derech Aver for one, for Zrika for one, and Shilzer for the other. And that you hold both are also. So he told him, you have it all wrong. The case of the middle is not the way we understand three churvas, one next to each other. And the middle one is Aser because Derech Aver taka asses. No. Lo'olam Derech Aver does not Aser. And that's why the one on the right is going to the right, and the one on the left goes to the one on the left, and the other guy doesn't hinder, because the Derech Aver doesn't aser. So what's pshat in that shnei masurin in the middle? The case in the middle is not the way we drew it. The case in the middle is not three in a row. Middle means that it's like a triangle, it's behind it. It's in the middle of both backyards of the two on the right. Meaning between them there's only two churvas, not three. And the one in the middle is not in the middle between the two, it's behind them. So it's Derech Pesach, for both of them. Both of them are mishtamash directly because it's directly to my backyard. So that's why it's taka aser. So, le'oilom derech avir does not aser. So the one on the right, use the one on the right and the one on the left is only mishtach derech avir. Derech avir, derech pesach doesn't aser. And derech avir doesn't aser for me. And the reason why the middle is aser for both, because it's derech pesach for both. So, the Gemara, omalei misava dekaime keshura loy, dekaime kechatsuva. And that's if you look in the picture in Rashi a little, I mean the picture in the Gemara, you see the churva is behind it, meaning it's directly into the home of the people on the right and the left. So lo'olam Rav Taka holds ein adam oisei derech avir, and the middle is also because zeve pesach zeve pesach. Omel Rav Papa l'rove leim Shmuel lesli the Rav dimi Shmuel that says adam oisei derech avir you ase derech avir. So could we assume that he doesn't hold of the famous Rav Dimi in Shabbos, Rav Ches, and other places in Shas that says the Chiyos Rav Dimi on Rabbi Yechonam, Mokum She'em Boi Dalal Adalot, meaning a place that's not Dalal Adalot, Mutal Bnei Rishus Ram Bnei Rishus Yochid Lekasev Olov. The people of Rishus Ram and the people of Rishus Yochid can both use it. It's not considered, it's called the Mokum Tur. It's not considered taking to a Carmelis or another Rishus. From Rishus Ram to Ein Badal Adal is a Mokum Tur. From Rishus Yochid to that place of Mokum Tur. Just they can't pass to one another. The Mokum Tur is, let's say, over here. So Rishus Ram can put in a Mokum Tur, Ein Badal Adal. Rishus Yochid can put in a Mokum Tur. Just Elvach Leachlifu. I can't put it over here and then pass it to this guy. Then it looks like I'm going from Balabais to Oni, from Rishus Ram to Rishus Yochid. Can't be Rishus Yochid to Rishus Ram. So it can only be in a Mokum Tur and stop over there, but not Leachlifu, but not to stop and then pass it to the next guy, because it looks like you're going from Rishus Ram to Rishus Yochid. So Zok the Gemara, now, the Rashi explains that anything that's not a Mokum Dalal Dalad is considered Mishtamish Ba'avir. Because after all, Ein B'Dalal Dalad is not called a Mokum. It doesn't have a Shem Mishus. So where are you being Mishtamish? I'm not Mishtamish on the ground, it's Mishtamish of Derech Avir. Well, Shmuel's opinion is Mishtamish Derech Avir asers another person. So then Shmuel would not be able to say that you're allowed to be Mishtamish in a Mokum Tur. Because Mishtamish Mokum Tur is Derech Avir. Well, Derech Avir should ask the other person. How could both Menei Rishus Rabbim be Mishtamish in the Mokum Tur? And Menei Rishus Yochid Mishtamish Mokum Tur? the other person, mishtamish derech aver, and derech aver should aser. That's Shmuel Shita. So everybody that doesn't hold the Rav Dimi's din. Zakhi Gemara. Leim Shmuel lesi the Rav Dimi. Tchiyos Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yechim, Mokam Shem, Medal, Medal, Mutl, Bnei, Shus, Ram, Shus, Yochel, Chasiv, Olav, Uvat, Shleach, Lifu. So we see clearly that mishtamish derech aver would aser, so then it can't be, it's also for anyone mishtamishing without being machlev. Kasan Shmuel. Shmuel holds Odom Oyser Derech Avir. Every Ein Boi Dalad Al Dalad is called Ishtamshes Derech Avir because it's not Mishtamish under Rishus, not a Rishus. So, according to Shmuel, how could the B'nai Rishus be Mishtamish in the Mokam Dalad? Ein Boi Dalad Al Dalad? The B'nai Rishus Yochid, I'm Mishtamish Derech Avir. They should ask her, I mean. We have to make an Erev in the Mokam Tur because the Maisa, we can't both be Mishtamish. You ask her, I mean, Derech Avir. Rashi Dibam Maschel Lesed Rav Dimi, next to the Bach, says, and he explains this, he said that it's called Avir. Do Mokam Shem Bar Arba came in the Les Beishirim Mokam Hanocha Didei Lav Hanochi. It's not called a Hanocha, because it's not a Mokam of Hanocha. V'areyu ka'avir ba'alma, we look at it like air. V'kom ha'muta b'loi shum tikun. U'shmul ha'tzah ziz boy. Didn't Shmuel say he needed ziz? Shmuel by the bar. What does Shmuel say by the bar? You have two chatzeres with the koitzim between them. They cannot be mishtamish in the bar unless they have a ziz. Why? Because Odom Oysach Aver Derech Aver. Since the bar is mufleges, four removed, so it's called Derech Aver. Well, Derech Aver, you need a hecker, you need a ziz. So why does he allow by this Rav Dimi's din? He'll chari argues on Rav Dimi. Without a ziz, it should not be mutter. How can you both be mishtamish in this mokum tour, in the mokum shem adalal adalav, lekasif olav? L'chari, you need a ziz. It's the other person asks Derech Aver because it's called mishtamish Derech Aver. But Boris said you need a ziz. And to the Gemara, there's a fundamental difference between the Kasef case, Ein Boi Dalad Al Dalad, and the case of Bar where he says you need a ziz, and Derech Aver Asiz. So the Gemara, Hosom, Reshuyas, Deraisa, Hocha, Reshuyas, Derabonon. Our sugi by Bar is really Reshus, Derabonon. After all, it's Tuchatz, it's Reshus HaYochid to the Bar, and Reshus HaYochid to the Bar. Well, Reshus HaYochid to Reshus HaYochid is also mid Rabbonon, not also mid Deraisa. There's no Issa Deraisa, Reshus HaYochid, Reshus HaYochid. So by an Issa Derabonon, we're also chizikli divreim yoysem eshel Torah. Over there we say, derech aver asers, ein need a ziz. Masha enkein, the b'nei rishus rabim that are mishtamish in the mokam p'tur, and the b'nei rishus yochid, uvachal yachlifu, the mutal kasev, that's rishus deraisa. From rishus rabim to rishus yochid, there's Issa deraisa. So over there we didn't make this extra chizik, and we didn't require a ziz, and yitaka, derech aver would not aser taka. Meaning, La'olam ein derech aver aser. La'olam is derech aver does not aser according to Shmuel. So what's that in bar? Also chizik the vreim yosem shatayra. Since it's in shus rabbonon, shus yoch to shoch is only yosem rabbonon. Over there they made a special chizik. We don't allow it. Otherwise you'll come to be makel by the rabbonon. So we say over here you need a ziz. But la'olam derech aver does not aser according to Shmuel. He's moider that ein aver oser by the shus deraisa by the shus rabbonon. Hitaka says that it's also by Shuz Rabbonon. Hitaka says that you need a ziz. Zok de Gemara, Hosam Rishuyos de Raisa. By the case of Mokam Ptur, it's Rishuyos de Raisa. So over there, Hitaka says Derech Aver doesn't answer. Hoch Rishuyos de Rabbonon. Over here, it's Rishuyos de Rabbonon by the bar. Rishuyos Yoch Rishuyos de Rabbonon. So Mela v'Chachom also Chizik v'Reim Yoyse Mishal Teira, and that's why it's Taka also without a ziz. Now, you're telling me that Rav, it would be different. Rav holds that Ein Odom Oysa Derech Avir. That's Rav Shita was saying all along. We're saying Shmuel agrees by the Raisa. But Rav holds that Ein Odom Oysa Derech Avir. Vo Itmar, after all, we learned in the Braisa, Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidir Shus Rabim, two homes and two sides of Shus Rabim. Rabba Ravuna Omar Rav, Shame of Rav, osa lizoik mizeh lezeh. Meaning, you're not allowed to throw from one house to another. That means that derech aver asers. Why would you not be able to throw from one house to another? Because the b'nei rishus rabim are mishtamish in this area, derech aver, so derech aver asers. Zog drashi. Mi omer rav hochi, zeh mishtamish besomach laidei zrika. They allowed to be mishtamish to the rishus next to you because ain't on them oisa derech aver. Then Chaver Oyser Derech Aver, And Chavah doesn't ask derech Avir. Meaning we said by the take case of the two churvas, with the third one behind. Each one of them is stamish in the churva. Why? Because ain't all them oisal chaver derech Avir. I, what does Rav hold by Shnei Batim? Zok Rashi, Shnei Batim Shalom Echad, Osel Lizroik, you can't throw to my other home across the Rishus Rabim. The Avagav the Chisagi, but Avi Rishus Rabim, the Malam Asorah Kosagi, even though it's in the airspace of Rishus Rabim, it's the Malam Asorah, which is Derech Avir. The Koma, the Oysa, all of Aviron Shal B'nei Rishus Rabim. The airspace of the B'nei Rishus Rabim, Ases Ami. Alpha Pishain Lem can't Tashmish, even though they can't be Mishtamish. So we see clearly that it's also because Adam Oysa Derech Avir. Ushmul or Mashmul holds Mutal Lizroik Mizelaze. Shmuel is very geschmack, like we just answered before, because Shmuel says Ein Adam Oysa Derech Avir by Shuas the Raisa. So over here, Taka, it's Rishus Rabim, so is Taka going to be Mutta? It ain't Adam Oysa. But Rab that says that it's also Lizroik, if it's not, doesn't ask a Derech Avir, the Shtamshes is Derech Avir, so why should it be also to be thrown? Zogdimo, it's a whole new reason. Omele Lami Ukimna, the Midlichad, the Mitzichad. The two homes, one is higher, one is lower. It's a chashash. We're concerned that he's going to miss. I'm thrown from my window to the window of my other home, across the Rabim. It might not get into the window. It might end up missing. So it might be throwing from Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. If I miss, then it ends up being a regular Zrika. Now, even though you're not chayv in that because it's Misasek, my intent is to throw him to the window, but it's Misasek Yipotah. But with Choshesh, you might go outside and come to the street and bring it back in your home. Then you're carrying Behedya from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. That's the reason. Not because of Adam Oysa Derech Avir, ain't Adam Oysa Derech Avir. The reason why it's also is not because of Adam Oysa Derech Avir. Loyalim Ravold, ain't Adam Oysa Derech Avir. It's a chash. You might miss. You think you're going to get into the window? If you miss, you're not going to be chayim, it's asik, but you might go fetch it after you miss, and that's the reason why it's also going to Rav. You miss, and you go pick it up again. So the chashash is that you'll pick it up from Rishus Rabim and bring it back home into Rishus HaYochid. But the oilam, the maskona is, Rav holds, ein odom oyse derech avir, and the reason why it's also lizroik mizelezeh is because of chashash that you might fetch it. And the reason why a bar is mutter to the guy next to him because ain't on him oisid napper. The reason why it's mutter by the churva because ain't on him oisid derech avir. Shmuel holds Adam agrees ain't on him oisid derech avir by Rishus the Raisa. And that's why Taka, by the case of Lekasif Olav, they're both mutter because ain't on him oisid derech avir. But the reason why the bar he needs is because by Rishus the Rabbonon, we said Adam oisid derech avir and they made a chizik the divreim he needs is. Zog the Mishnah. Back to an Erev Chatzeres. Where do you place the Erev Chatzeres? Erev Chatzeres, we said, has to be in a home. Erev Mishum Dira. There's a machlok, is Erev Mishum Dira, Mishum Kinyan. But the Pashta says Mishum Dira, that the Erev Chatzeres is placed in a home, so now we all live in one abode. Since it's placed in my home, so I don't have to participate, the guy that's in his home, because this is my abode, Varaya, it's my home. But all you other neighbors, you chipped into the food that's in my home, so you all live in my home. It's one diyugin. So maybe you can carry from one home to another in the chotzer. Why? Because of the Erev. But where do you place it? It has to be in a mokam dira. To be called Erev Mishum Dira, it has to be in a mokam dira. Hanoisin Zeruvim Beishar, if you only place it in a gatehouse in front of a home, or Achsadra is a roofed area without a wall, or Mepeset, or a mepeset is a balcony, ain't no Erev, because it's not a mokum of dira. So it can't be an Erev Mishum Dira if you place it in this area. It has to be in a mokum divun, a place of abode, that they all consider living over here. But it's not a place of abode, then it's not going to help. Vahadarsham, let's say someone lives in this mepeset. You have a homeless guy or whatever, a guy living in this achsadra. Ain't no oisa olav. He doesn't ask it to other people. It's not considered I'm dar in a bnei achotzer together with you. I'm not living in a mokum dira, so I can't ask her. I don't exist. I'm not one of the inhabitants. Just like you can't place it over there, so to the guy that lives there doesn't ask her. Beis ha-teven u beis ha-bokar. Let's say a play where you keep the hay, or keep the barn for the animals. U beis ha-etzim where you store the wood. U beis ha-oitzres or another storage home. Hareze eruv. That's considered a mokum dira. That's livable. That's livable quarters. So mainly you can place the Erev over there. V'hadarshom. And if someone actually would live there, oyser, he would ask on the Bnei HaChotzer until he's mishtatav in the Dira. and still is mishtatef in the chotzer. Otherwise, yes, mevatel is a shus. Reb Yehuda Omer, im yeshom tfisas yad shebala bayis, ein oiser. If the bala bayis has a tfisas yad on the renter, let's say the bala bayis rents it out to 10 people. I own a 10 apartment building. I rented out 10 different tenants. So Pasha said, need an Eiv Chaseris. Comes a Yehuda, a big chid, this is like Loch Lamaisa. Since there's one owner, he can go into every home and he owns the fridge, he owns the oven, he can go in there, or let's say in a hotel. In a hotel, they can come into your home, right? The concierge. So you don't need an Eiv Chaseris, even though you're all renting and you're paying rent. You don't ask one another. Since we don't look at it as 10 diurin, we look at it like one dyer. Who's the dyer? Mr. Balabais. The guy that has the key. He can come into your room. So midina, you don't need an Erev Chatzeres. Ramosha and Shuvas brings this like apartment complexes. So for sure, by a hotel. Apartment complexes, the ones that are, let's say, owned by one owner, and he rents it out to 20 people. He says, there's no diurin. You don't see 20, you see one. Who's the one? The owner that has the tfisas yad. Reb Yehuda Omer, im yeshom tfisas yad shebala bayis, ein oiser. Then we don't look at it like 20 diyugin. It's like he lives over there. Well, they all guess by him. They pay rent, but they all guess by him. Yeah. It's one owner.
He doesn't live there, the guy's owner. Why?
But there's only one owner. I have a tfisas yad, and I can come to every home. And Reb Moshe says it like abe, the fridge and the oven that you're supposed to provide for a renter. We're not talking about co-op where every guy owns it. Right. We're talking about one owner.
Owner.
I think the FDR was like that. There was one owner. So we're machmir. We don't make a brocha by apartments for that reason. Rav Ozna argues in the tshuva. Tshuva is actually to my father. Rav Ozna has a tshuva in the Shevet Alevi. And over there, is a tshuva is written to my father.
Oh, yeah?
Legabe apartment complexes. Yeah, I forgot which chelik it's in. Legabe whole tshuva, legabe Erev Chatzeres in apartments. Not like Rav Moshe. So it's a machloikas in a poiskim. So those that make it without a brocha for that reason. In hotels, you don't make a brocha. In apartment buildings, if there's tfisas yad balabais. Let's see the Gemara. Zog Gemara Amr Avino B'reid Rav Shmuel Bashilas. Kol Mokam She'omru. Hador Shom Eina Oyser. Hanoysen is a Ruvay Eina Erev. We said in the Mishnah that whenever a person lives doesn't ask them because it's not called the Mokam Dira. So if you place the Erev there, it's not a valid Erev. Chutz mi Beishar de Yochid. Except for a Beishar of a Yochid, an individual. A Beishar of a Yochid, we do consider like a Mokam Dira. A Beishar of the Yochid. Because the Mishnah is talking about a Beishar of a Chotze of a Rabim. That already asks, and that's called a mokam they can place the erev. The chamakam shomer chomim ein menichem by erev, menichem by shituf. Oh, very geschmack. Where do we say that you have to place it in the dira? We said the fundamental between the erev chatzeres and shitum avoyis. Shitum avoyis is that we commonly can use the street, but the erev doesn't have to be placed in the dira. It's in order to use the bnei amovi can use the mavui. So the Bnei HaChotzer can use the Mavui. You can place it anywhere in the Chotzer. It doesn't have to be in a Dira, so it doesn't have to be placed in the Mokam Diyurin. Because Shittim is not Mishum Dira. Masha'enkin Erev, Chatzer is a Mishum Dira. We all live in one abode. So then it has to be placed in a Dira. And it has to be in a Mokam that would Aser. So that's the limiting Shittuf. Masha'enkin, Chomokam She'om HaChom E'em Menichem Ba'erev, Menichem Ba'Shittuf. Because Shittim is not Mishum Dira. Chutz mi Avir Mavui. But the airspace of the Mavui, that's not good. You have to place it in the Mavui, on the ground. Can't put it in midair in the Mavui, hanging on from a string. Zogma, Michael Maslow, what's the chiddush? Tanino, Hanoisin is a Rubber Beishar, Achsadrum Mepeset. If someone placed the Eruv in a Beishar, Achsadrum Mepeset, that's our Mishnah, Eina Eruv. It's Mashmai, a clear diak. Eruv would like have a Hoshituv have a. We see clearly it's a Shituv, because Shituv doesn't have to be Mokam Dira. Zog the Mora, Beishar the Yochid. The Chiddush is not to tell me that for Shittuf it works. It's coming to tell me that Beishar the Yochid would work. That's considered Mokam Dira. And the Avir Amovi does not work. You have to place it in the Mavi itself, the Shittuf voice, and on the Avir. The Loitran, that's not written behind you in the Mishnah. To say that you can place it with Shittuf voice, not in the Mokam Dira, that you don't need to tell me. That's a Pasha Diak. That's the air, but Shittuf would work. But to tell me that Mavi has to be not in the airspace, and Beishar the Yochid would work, that's a Chiddush that we have to speak out. It's good. I voteran ain't the erev. Emo, you have to say hareze shituf. A shituf it would work as, but not as an erev. Erev tak has to be dafkin mokum dira. Zok the mora shituf b'movui loy minter. L'chayre, where you place in the movui? It's not going to be something that's safeguarded. Zok the mora emo b'chotzer she b'movui. The chotzer in the movui, that's where you can place it. Zok the mora omer avido amashmuel b'nei chaburah shoyim esubin. They were sitting around a table. They didn't make an Erev. A bunch of neighbors eating a Friday afternoon meal and turns into Shabbos. V'kirish en ayoyim. So the word mishtatev, so pasha la shulchan, the bread that they're breaking bread on, they're eating together the suda, that could be the Erev. They automatically, since you're a guest by me, if I give you a bilkula, that becomes yours. So mele, you're mishtatev in the Erev, it's automatically yours, it's yours to use. What are you using it for? To be mishtatev in the Erev. Va'amalam shum shituf, others say it can work al shittim avoyis. Omer rabbi v'loi pligi, it depends where they're having their meal. If they're feasting in the chotzer, kamen basum avoyis, kamen basum b'chotzer. If they're in the chotzer, then it's shittim avoyis. If they're in the bayis, then it can be Erev chatzeris. It can't be an Erev chatzeris if they're in the chotzer. Zog the Gemara, Omer abaye le rabbe, Tanya de Messayaloch, I'll bring you a raya that the shituf has to be placed in the chotzer shebemovui, not just in the movui. State eru bechatzeres bechotzer b'shituf imivoyis b'movui va'avina boy. And we ask the question: eru bechatzeres bechotzer, eru chatzeres in the chotzer alone? V'otran anoyis eru bebeishach sadum impesed in the eruv. So we see clearly it has to be dafkin the beis dira. Eimo zok the Gemara. Eru bechatzeres bebayis shebechotzer. It can't just be in the chotzer. Eru bechatzeres loylem has to be in the bayis of the chotzer. Zok the Gemara b'shituf imivoyis. So we see clearly that a shittim avoyis can't just be in the mavui, but it doesn't have to be in the bayis, but it has to be in the chotzer shebemavui. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omelet. Got two dots.